From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A new corporate scandal is rocking Japan today, causing concern around the world. Kobe Steel, headquartered in Tokyo, admitted that it's been faking data on some of its metal. This doesn't involve steel, but instead copper and aluminum was not up to standard. The metal went into about products at 200 companies with names like Toyota, Mazda, Subaru, Boeing, and the Central Japan Railway. Tim McDonald files for the BBC from Singapore. Welcome.
Good morning.
So this is quite a stunning revelation. There may be a problem with some of the products that Kobe Steel has been selling into the market.
It's mainly copper and aluminum products, and really the scope of it is in some ways really quite breathtaking. It's 200 companies are affected that we know of, and you're talking a lot of the really big Japanese brands. You're talking Toyota, you were talking Central Japan Railway, which runs the famous Shinkansen fast trains, Mazda, Subaru, Mitsubishi. And I guess the greater worry is that this could turn into another Takata, the airbag recalls that have been going on around the world, which started as a much smaller problem and have turned into, you know, a $10 billion problem.
And some will see another black eye for Japan Incorporated.
This isn't the only scandal of this nature. We've had a few lately. I mean, Nissan this month announced a recall of a million vehicles, admitting that workers without the proper certification routinely conducted the inspections, you know. And that's to say nothing of Toshiba, which was, you know, a slightly different corporate scandal that had to do with, with the accounting there. And it turned into a $9 billion issue. And I guess it does say something about, the way corporations in Japan might work and might point to a slightly bigger problem there.
Tim McDonald files for the BBC. He's in Singapore. Mr. McDonald, thank you.
Thank you.